after you've got the cotton planted, then you go out and sort of thin it out with the hoe, what do you say you're doing? Did you ever hear an expression relating to
it? No, they chop. They go out and chop weeds. And they just always said, Grandma would say, Poppy's out chopping.
Uh-huh.
But that was all.
What kind of weeds would he be trying to get rid of?
Johnson grass and sunflower and the great big bull nettles. Because those were pretty hard on the pickers.
Those are the ones that sting a lot.
Yes, very much. It's a big stinging nettle with a real pretty white flower that looks like a poppy.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only thing they ever, I don't remember them ever thinning cotton down here, because I guess they planted it about the right, they had planters by then where they didn't do it by hand or anything, they planted with the tractor and the planter.
Say if you had something like potatoes growing in it, it wasn't big enough to be called a field, you call it a
garden,
anything else?
Patch.
Uh-huh. And what sort of fences do people used to have around here?
Barbed wire.
Hmm?
Barbed wire.
Uh-huh. To set that up, you'd take the wire and stretch it from one
post to another.
Uh-huh.
Fence post.
What about a fence?
Mesquite. I was going to say they were mesquite fence posts down here.
Uh-huh. What other kinds of fences besides barbed wire fences?
I've seen other kinds. I've seen split rail, but not in this area.
Where'd you see it?
In Virginia, in Tennessee. But those are beautiful. I've seen, they also had the rock fences in Tennessee. But you don't see much of that down here.
What about a fence you could have around your yard or park made out of wood?
Out of wood?
Maybe come up to a point.
Stockade fencing?
That's a pretty big fence, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is that?
Picket?
Huh?
Picket.
What did that look like?
Well, that was mostly white, painted whitewashed white. And that was more for pretty than for any real use, at least down here. Because it wouldn't keep much out.
Was it pointed at the top?
Yeah. It was pointed shape like that, and then square down.
Was it
usually had chicken wire in between.
Chicken wire to
if they really wanted to keep anything out, they put chicken wire between each picket.
How were the pickets connected? Were they wired or nailed together? Or?
Well, if they were real close, they had a backboard, and that was just a picket fence. But if they were trying to keep something out, they'd put chicken wire, and they'd have the pickets used more like stakes that way.
Mm-hmm. And something you'd fry eggs in would be a
frying pan.
Any other
skillet?
Thing?
Huh? Skillet.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
And something you'd put some flowers in. If you cut some flowers, you'd put them in a
vase.
What about if you wanted to grow them inside the house?
Put them in a planter.
Or
pot.
And if you were saying the table, the eating utensils you put by each plate would be a
silverware.
What would the pieces be?
Oh, knife and fork and spoon, and if you were being real fancy, you'd put out a soup spoon and a salad fork.
What about if you served steak and it wasn't very tender?
Steak knife.
Yeah, you put out several steak
knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water.
Rinse.
Okay, you'd say she